Roughly 30,000 barrels of beer a year are pumped through the system at the Urban Chestnut Grove Brewery and Beer Hall. The company ships the concoctions throughout St. Louis, other parts of Missouri, and as of early this year, a new location, Chicago. David Wolf is the co-founder of Urban Chestnut Brewing Company.
It's a very, very interesting market, but a market that is growing leaps and bounds. It's got a lot of local craft beer players.
Walking around the Grove production facility, Wolf shows off the space that includes much of what one would expect at a brewery. Large metal storage tanks connected by a network of pipes that allows the liquid to flow through the brewing process until it hits the bottling line and gets shipped out.
And crowned, and they go up that ramp right there.
Urban Chestnut's overall distribution approach has also led to a presence in Columbia, Jefferson City, and Kansas City. Wolf says a key concern is moving into an area where brand recognition is non-existent.
And that's primarily because we don't have the resources that big brewers have to promote our name in the avenues and in the media that big brewers do.
Another St. Louis craft beer operation that continues to cautiously push market boundaries is Schlafly. It recently entered Ohio after launching sales in Chicago. Co-founder Dan Kottman says such a move has been in the plans for some time.
In 2005, we set the boundaries for distribution at 300 miles from St. Louis, which would include Chicago. But we didn't feel ready.
Kottman sat down for an interview at the Schlafly Tap Room in downtown St. Louis just days before he shifted from chief executive officer to co-chair of parent company St. Louis Brewery. He says the Chicago distribution deal, announced last fall, represents a change from plans to open a brew pub in the Windy City.
In the process of talking to consumers and retailers and other interested stakeholders in Chicago, it became clear to me that the time was now right for us to start to sell Schlafly beer in Chicago.
He says Schlafly already had a presence in some major markets along the eastern seaboard, including the New York City and Washington, D.C. metro areas.
We learned a lot about ourselves. We grew in confidence. We learned that we actually make some really good beer.
It remains to be seen if beer aficionados in Chicago will overwhelmingly agree. Bart Watson is the chief economist with the Brewers Association, a national organization designed to promote and protect the industry.
It's a great beer city. Certainly there's a lot of competitiveness, but I think that's one reason we see interest in a place like Chicago is that there's still a lot of opportunities for growth.
Nationally, the association says the craft brewing industry created more than 360,000 jobs in 2012, while pumping nearly $35 billion into the U.S. economy. But Watson says moves into bigger markets go beyond brewers simply trying to grab more beer money.
Some of the growth we see today is buoyed by overall market growth, and people are trying to take on new markets while they still have an opportunity to, because I think the competitiveness is only going to increase in the future.
Back at Urban Chestnut in the Grove, Wolf is hoping to also entice beer lovers overseas. The company recently purchased a small operation in Germany,
which is going to allow us to do something we'd already been doing over there, but that's export some beers there, but sell more of the Urban Chestnut beers there and actually produce Urban Chestnut beers in Germany and sell them in Germany and in Europe as well.
Wolf says the Bavarian operation should be online by early summer and help strengthen St. Louis's historic global beer reputation. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Wayne Pratt.